Well, today, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin signed a new law that automatically registers people to vote when they obtain or renew a driver's license unless they opt out. Vermont's law comes as automatic voter registration is taking off across the country as a way to get more people to participate in elections. In California, where voters will have their say in the presidential primaries in June, as we just heard, there is one particular group that is very good at getting friends and family registered to vote. Latina women, mothers and grandmothers. Mary Plummer from KPCC in Pasadena reports.
It's lunchtime in Watts, and a group of South Los Angeles residents have gathered to talk about a problem that's becoming more critical as California's June 7th primary draws closer. The issue? Very few people in this neighborhood vote. And as the community grapples with high crime rates, poverty, and unemployment, people here wonder how these problems will get solved when so many feel disengaged. Norma Salas is a mother of four, and she worries daily about keeping her kids safe.
All these politicians are the people who make decisions. So we have to, if we want it to go our way, we have to speak up. And so if we do not vote, then it's not going to happen.
While the majority of residents in Watts are Latino, voter turnout rates for them are lower than the community's average. During the 2014 general election, fewer than 17% of Latinos voted in most of the community's precincts. So what might it take to turn things around? Many of the women chatting over tostadas here in a home in South L.A. are Latina mothers. Though some are ineligible to vote since they're not U.S. citizens, they are a secret weapon of sorts. They care about Watts, and they're telling their family members why voting matters, and in some cases, who and what they should vote for.
This is my advantage. She's like, my husband doesn't get informed, doesn't watch the newspapers, have a different opinion, so I get the information, and then when it's time to vote, I tell him, this is who you're going to vote for, this is, and so she provides the information, the resources.
And in Latino families, that kind of influence isn't unusual. Angelica Pena is the California Deputy Director of Civic Engagement for Naleo Educational Fund. She works to mobilize Latino voters for the nonprofit.
When we ask which family members folks felt would be best to engage them, we heard a lot of responses that were female. So my mother, my grandmother, my sister.
These are the people Pena calls the messengers. Those who are most likely to motivate other Latinos to get out and vote.
There's this misconception that there's apathy among our community members and that people don't want to vote because they just don't care. And that's actually untrue.
Naleo's research found it's not celebrities or community leaders who are the most effective at mobilizing Latino voters. It's family members, women especially, who carry the most clout. Outside Pena's office, about a dozen workers are busy on the phones. This is Naleo's call center. In May, these desks will be filled with phone canvassers working on getting out the vote. They'll be putting the findings about messengers to the test, trying to refine exactly who and what message works best to get Latinos to cast ballots. Lillian Mesa is a longtime hotline worker here. She's a mother and a messenger herself who frequently encourages others to register to vote.
I'm always posting stuff on social media, like on Facebook.
Mesa has even done this work within her own family. She recently convinced her 19 and 21-year-old daughters to register to vote. This will be their first time participating in a presidential election.
Well, here in California, we have online registration. So their morning breakfast was, did you register to vote already?
Mesa says she doesn't care who her daughters pick for president, as long as they vote. For Here and Now, I'm Mary Plummer in Los Angeles.